Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE Radio. One final time with our high school basketball coaches here for the 25-26 season. And we're pleased to be joined now by Atchison County girls basketball coach. That is Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, we'll dive into the postseason matchup here in just a moment. But I want to start with Madison Martin. You know, very skilled, you know, tall, lengthy, athletic. You know, last week in your win against McClough, not only did she have a triple-double, but 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 16 block shots. I mean, that's just an absurd stat line when you look at it, any level, any classification, however you want to slice it and dice it. I know she's been so good for you guys, you know, obviously down the stretch here, but 16 blocks in a game, Coach, that's pretty gnarly stuff.
It's pretty impressive. She does a great job on defense. She changes the whole game for them and for us, honestly. She can really affect the game in more ways than just offense. She's a good shot blocker. She's probably one of the best shot blockers we've probably had in our history at Effingham. So she's done a great job. She's finally gotten a little more comfortable. After last year, she tore ACL three games in. So she's finally getting comfortable with it. And it's really unfortunate she did that with her knee, because I think last year she was on her way to a really special year with our group last year. But I'm glad she's back with us. I'm glad she's really turned the corner.
Yeah, certainly could be a key cog for you here in this postseason run. You have four seniors on the roster. Two of them, you know, have played really all 4 years. The other two, you know, have been key contributors over the last two or three years. So four seniors on the roster, kind of a tip of the cap here to those four who are kind of laying the foundation here for the future.
Yeah, they did a great job leading us this year. I knew that coming in it'd be a tough year for our group, just because we're such a young group. And they knew that right from the start, that they're going to have to be leaders more so than just players this year, because they're helping freshmen and sophomores trying to play at a varsity level. And it's a big jump for those girls from junior high to that level, or JV to that level. Our seniors have done a great job. Madison and Ava, they've done awesome all 4 years. And then Riley and KD's, really appreciate them being leaders this year for our group.
Coach, let's talk about the postseason. It's here. You guys get going coming up here on Thursday night. So you go to Linden. What can you tell us about them? Kind of unfamiliar waters and territory with this one, but what can you tell us about your first-round opponent on Thursday night?
Well, I can tell you I've never been to Linden, so I'm looking forward to it. I watched them on film a couple of times. They play a whole lot of different defenses. We're going to prepare for a couple different zones. They are a really nice player, shoots it well from outside, she's physical, strong. So they're a very good group. I think they're very senior laden, it looked like, on their roster. I think they have like six or seven, seniors, so, it's going to be a tough matchup, obviously. You know, I think they're the two seed in our sub-state, so they definitely are a good team, so, but I look forward to us trying to go down there and compete as long as we can, and maybe make a tight game going into the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, and then finally, real quick, I mean, what's the message to the girls this week? Because the outsiders looking in, they'll see a matchup, they'll see, you know, 15 seed at the 2 seed, but we've seen crazier things happen. I mean, is it play loose, play free? Is it that, you know, nothing to lose mentality? I mean, what's kind of the message to the girls this week as we get this going?
100%, you're right. It's there's no pressure on us. We're going in there playing the best ball we can. We're not expected to win, like you said. I mean, no one expects a 15 seed to win in any basketball tournament or any tournament at all. But we're just keeping it pretty loose this week. Practice on things we need to focus on, but not overly stressing it, because they've done a great job all year of working hard. So we'll just see what happens. Go down there, play free, play hard, and see if we can make something happen.
There it is. Andrew Eckert joining us, Atchison County girls basketball coach. Again, the Tigers, you know, getting ready for the postseason run. First round game at Linden on Thursday night. Excited to see the playoffs get off and running here this week. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long, man. Good luck here in the playoffs. We'll keep in touch, and thanks again. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Brandon.